Chapter 4. Dreams Emerge from the Shadows. Close to midnight in the elephant quarters, Yin was still busy ensuring her herd was settling down comfortably to sleep.
"Hey, Fantasia, what are you dreaming about?"
she chided after spotting her young daughter under the trees.
"Get inside. It might rain tonight. Go get your beauty sleep. And you, big old one, time's up. You can charm the young ladies tomorrow again. Hey, Giambino, come on. You ditched your stage props all over the place again. You're not a baby anymore, and big boys shouldn't make a mess like that. Pick up your things, place them on the shelves, and vanish into dreamland."
She rounded up all the elephants and sent them off to their large tent, helping the older ones get settled comfortably, and giving each younger one a loving pat on the head. A few minutes later, her whole herd was quietly resting inside their tent. Humming softly to herself, Yin checked one last time that all was in order, then stepped outside. She shimmied her hips to the rhythm of the song, the moon illuminating her graceful curves as she stepped lightly to the right, then to the left. But as she looked up at the stars, a tired, sad expression gradually came over her face. She looked down with misty eyes, as if she were experiencing a painful memory. That's when the owl's voice sounded out in the dark night.
"Good night, Yin. I am a fan of your gracious energy and courage, and I'd like to learn from you. Could we chit-chat before you get your well-deserved rest?"
Startled, Yin quickly recovered and put on a smile. She wasn't disturbed by the request, since circus animals had a habit of coming to her for guidance.
"Sure, I'll be happy to. I can't see you, but I sense you. And what I sense of you resonates beautifully in me."
"Thank you. I am touched,"
Athena answered from the trees where she was perched, hidden.
"I see you going to sleep after everyone and taking care of all their needs before you retire. What gives you all that energy?"
"Oh, it's simple, my dear. It's love."
"Love?"
"Yes, my love for others, or for a part of them. I sense beauty in everyone, and it energizes me to find more of it there."
"I feel the power of your love when you say that. Yet, there are always a number of uneasy characters around, and most of us react negatively to them. How do you handle them?"
"Oh dear, there are plenty of them indeed. Don't think for a second that I am a naive jumbo flying around on a pink cloud. I see a lot of ugliness around me, but I choose to focus on others' inner beauty. It is rewarding, and it's healthy. It could actually be a reason why some of us big ones live longer than other animals, you know?"
As the owl stayed silent, the elephant questioned,
"Am I too touchy-feely in what I say, my dear? Let me give you an example of what I've seen around here. Take Yang, our alpha lion, for example. From the outside, he's one of the most unappealing characters in our circus. He's self-centered, aggressive, autocratic, lazy, and that's just for starters. Yet what I sense deep inside him is a seed of love for his females and his cubs, a love of the protective type. Sadly, Yang is not allowing that beauty to show and grow, probably for lack of confidence in breaking free from his ancestors' behaviors. If only he dared to let it grow. I don't despair, though. He will mature eventually, at worst in old age. Meanwhile, I am patient with him and forgiving."
"How will you notice when Yang gains maturity?"
Yin laughed again with a deep rumble.
"Easy, my dear. When he starts to say something nice to others, something as small as thank you."
"Well, that sounds like a small step in a good direction,"
the owl commented lightly. Unseen by Yin, her shiny eyes were twinkling.
"That's actually a huge step for Yang. It's the crucial step when he abandons the self-preserving attitude from his ancestors and dares instead to open up and connect with others."
"Thank you so much for sharing. Have you shared your thoughts with Yang?"
"Oh, no,"
the elephant replied, shaking her big head shyly.
"Because?"
"I dislike conflict. I favor harmony."
Yet some could say Yang is destroying harmony in the community with his sharp criticism of others.
You have a point there,
conceded Yin eventually. She forced herself to examine her reasons for not confronting Yang.
I guess the truth is, I'm a bit of a coward with aggressive males,
she admitted aloud.
Isn't coward a strong word?
Yes, it is, and I deserve it sometimes,
Yin said, stiffening as though in pain. The owl asked in concern,
Are you feeling tense, Yin?
I am. This brings back painful old memories of my older brother. He lashed out at me for even the tiniest blunder I made. So unfair. Over the years, it made me feel unworthy, you know? I rebelled a couple of times when I was growing up. My older brother became very aggressive. She really scared me. I chose to be submissive to calm him down, and that made me feel even less good about myself.
As tears filled Yin's eyes, the owl flew down next to her and said sympathetically,
I feel the depth of your emotions, Yin. We may learn a lot from them.
Yin remained silent, took a deep breath, and looked up with a graceful wave of her trunk and spoke.
The learning for me? Well, a part of me is still the young female who is scared of male aggressiveness, while the rest of me is a mature female herd leader. I realize the time has come to wave goodbye to that fear in the younger me, because it does not help me now, if it ever did, and it does not help others either. Yang's maturity will grow faster if I give him some feedback, whether he likes it or not at first.
Yin's tense shoulders relaxed. Athena's keen eyes noticed the shift, and she remarked,
Your body posture just changed, as if a heavy burden had been taken off your shoulders.
Yes, I feel lighter. Thanks for helping me let go of that baggage.
You did it all by yourself, Yin. How will you offer your feedback to Yang?
I can go something like, Yang, I feel we both carry baggage from our past that burden us. For me, it's the fear of my brother's aggressiveness, and it has blocked me from engaging in courageous conversations with strong males and giving them feedback, which could have helped them. What I want to share with you is that I sense a beautiful seed of love in your heart, a kind of protective love, and it isn't growing yet. To me, it looks like your command and control behavior is forbidding it to. And I feel we have a lot more to appreciate and respect about you when you let that seed of protective love flourish. I may be totally out of my depth here, but if this can help, I am happy I shared what has been on my mind.
Magnificent!
Thanks. Yang might well laugh his head off at my girlish, flowery language. Anyway, I am what I am. That's my way of saying things, and no animal will die because of it.
You just sounded so assertive, in a good way. How are you feeling now?
Yin paused for a moment to examine her feelings, then exclaimed in delight,
I feel liberated and grateful you dropped by.
I am grateful to you too. I enjoyed our exploration. Shall we go a bit further together?
All good for me.
Where would you like to go?
Yin thought about the question.
Deeper into the jungle through the mist that hangs above it.
That feels exciting. Which jungle is it?
Me. I mean, the jungle is me.
And what kind of mist is that mist?
That mist is made of all the activities I am losing myself in, which prevents me from seeing the jungle for what it is. I mean, appreciating the jungle for what it is.
And how does that mist feel?
Oh, it feels good. It's all about nurturing others. I love doing that.
And what's the size of that mist?
It's huge. It's covering all of the jungle.
And what color is that mist?
It's gray.
And what shade of gray?
Dark gray.
Why dark gray?
I don't know. It seems like the shadow of something darker behind.
And what is behind?
My needs, I believe. Why would my needs be dark? Interesting. Now I remember my mother telling me, put your needs behind you and serve your herd's needs. That's how you'll be a good leader. Putting my needs behind me, in my shadow, hiding them. But how would they look in plain light?
Twirling her trunk in the air, Yin carried on reflecting.
I need to love and be loved. It is natural, not dark. I also need to help others grow. I do it and I love the difference it makes around me and them. Also, I need to be whole. I mean, I need to be fully who I am, but now I am not.
And what must happen for you to be fully who you are?
I've got unfulfilled desires. I have always dreamt of being an artist, a dancer, a singer, or even a painter.
And?
I once shared that with others, and they all laughed at me. They told me I was delusional, so I thought I was being ridiculous.
Were you?
Actually, no. I was just weak. I let them decide for me that I was unfit for dancing or singing or painting.
Who are those others whom you allowed to make decisions for you?
A bunch of arrogant males, the I know better type, entrenched in their own certainty, and there were a couple of jealous females too.
What was their intention?
I don't know. Let me think. I assume they just wanted to prevent others from standing out, to keep themselves feeling worthy enough inside their own little world.
We've been through the mist into a part of the jungle, and what have you discovered?
That I am going to dance and sing and paint now.
Yin picked up the portable music player that Giambino had left behind and played one of her favorite tunes, Frank Sinatra's My Way. It was the perfect song for the night. She carefully set the volume low so as not to disturb her sleeping herd. As the melody flowed, Yin let herself surrender to the music. She undulated and swayed. Her surprisingly fluid movements became more and more assured through the song. With increasing joy, she leapt and twirled, transforming into a graceful silhouette in the moonlight. Yin ended her dance routine with a gracious bow. Fluttering her wings in applause, the owl said to Yin,
"That dance in the moment was so beautiful to me. Quite a premiere. It makes me feel happy."
I feel happy, too.
What will you do with your mother's advice now?
Smiling, Yin said,
I will enhance it my way to say, serve those in your herd to your best, but ensure your own needs are satisfied, too. That's how you'll be an authentic and inspiring herd leader.
The owl nodded in agreement.
Affirming your leadership in that way will be a blessing for the circus. Speaking of which, may I ask, before the final curtain, as they say in your song, what do you hope to do for the circus as an authentic and inspiring leader?
You are stretching me a lot, my dear.
Well, didn't you just raise the bar for yourself?
Give me a moment. I feel I want to inspire and support those in this circus who want to reach for their dreams. Starting with my own herd, inspiring them to try new things. They are such a cozy group.
What or who may go against your way?
Oh, I bet almost everybody at first. It's so uncomfortable to be different and to adjust to differences in others.
Yin acknowledged with a sage smile.
Yin, your determination shines, and I want to thank you for brightening my night. I am certain that you will nourish your needs, reach for your dreams, and become more of who you can be.
Thanks a bunch to you, sister. Oops, sister escaped from my heart. I hope you don't mind.
On the contrary, I am touched. I wish you sweet dreams of dance, songs, and paintings. Good night.
Good night.
Yin waved her trunk at the owl and joyfully danced her way back inside the tent, light of heart and foot. Up in the air, the suit stared at his colleague in disbelief, looking down his sharp beak in disdain at the elephant dancing and humming to herself in the dark.